Hey guys, we are talking Greenleaf season 2 episode 3, Mother's Love.
They don't love you like I love you.
Slow down. They don't love you like I love you. This is like my anthem.
So this is dedicated to Miss Gigi.
Yes.
With the bat.
She had that Beyonce.
All she needs is yellow. Yes. Oh man, I'm from Canada, so if I couldn't get deported,
you would be on it.
Beyond one, well, yes.
Have you seen Merle Dandridge's Instagram? Because she's like training hard all the time, and now I know why she was training so hard. Because she knew she had that scene. She had to go toe to toe,
and she was the look in her face.
Forget all that.
Ooh, this episode was good.
This is a lot of heated topics.
Let's get it started. My name is TK Trinidad. You can find me on everything. First, I just want to give a little two clap. Thank you, Shefa, for joining us. We appreciate you for, coming down.
Our guest star today.
Yes. Two snaps. We appreciate it. God is good.
All the time.
God is good. So, thank you for joining us. Let the people know who you are.
Shaka Smith. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong.
And my name is Raquel Harris. You can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV.
Hey guys, what's up? I'm Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. Every time I say that, I just look at TK and she just shakes her head.
I love it. It's catchy.
I know. Yeah,
it's okay. Super catchy.
Yeah. Woo! TK thinks I'm crazy.
All right. We just got in a whole sorts of drama this episode.
Yeah.
We were all talking to the TV. Mm. Folks were trying to kick us out of the studio.
Right.
It was getting real ethnic in this piece.
This episode was intense.
It's early in the season.
Yeah.
Early.
Yeah. Okay. But they probably have to jump into it kind of so that it'll kind of string out throughout the rest of the season.
I don't know. It just had me like, Jesus, where you at?
Yeah. Everywhere. Trying to save everybody.
Oh my God.
He's like, I'm trying to work on you and you and you. He said, I'm tired.
He just gave up. He's like, I can't.
He's like, look, the church is there. I need you to just attend, okay?
Y'all
doing
too much.
Okay, no. Not enough.
Yikes. So Zora.
Oh, baby Zora. That's my girl.
Grow up so quick, don't they? They grow up so quick.
I know.
Yesterday, she's all cute with Sophia. Today, she's like,
she's
fast. Isaiah.
It's what she
is. The little heart emoji eyes at Isaiah.
And, like, she didn't even care that her cousin, like, she liked him.
Right,
She was just like, hey, what's up?
It's crazy because at the beginning, she acknowledged Sophia, but she's like, oh, no, my cousin likes you.
Right.
And I think now that she's really crushing hard on Isaiah.
She doesn't even know who Sophia is.
And then I thought it was petty when she was like, oh, who are you texting? Isaiah.
Yeah,
like, it was so, like, in your face, I don't care, your feelings don't matter. But she probably gets some of that from her dad, who's shiesty too, so.
But you could see it wasn't, like, she wasn't being malicious, but she just didn't even give her a thought.
It was careless, very, very careless.
But it'd be interesting to see, because it seemed like a certain amount of time had passed, in between the last episode and this episode, for her to feel comfortable to do that.
Well, not that much, because they still haven't decorated that house.
Right. Well, I don't think they want to stay there that long.
Carissa's so messy. She's so mean. She's just so... It was a lot of shade being thrown between both of them.
It was.
But Carissa can come off as very condescending, and I don't like that. Like, I understand, like, if you don't want someone's help, then the other person can't be mad if you don't want them to decorate.
But how many times does she have to tell her?
I agree with that.
And as tough as Carissa is, I thought she was doing her best to not be condescending.
Right.
I thought she was like, but I'm good. I got this handled.
And it's the more Tasha kept asking, it's like, okay, look.
Listen.
Right.
I'm good.
You don't get the point. No means no.
Right. Yeah. I think it's just the Greenleaf name that's very, it comes off as condescending. And because they know that they're kind of the elite black people, it's like, why don't you want help ever? You know what I mean? So, I mean, with Carissa, I just feel like because people see her as that already, you kind of need to take maybe an extra measure to not go that far. But at the same time,
but Tasha came for her.
Right. Like, yeah, she did. Right? She did.
Tasha had the smile. She was like,
right.
Not saying you don't understand what your own kids are doing, but let me let you know.
Right.
Yeah, you can't do that.
That was too far for me.
Yeah. But, like, I mean, what is Carissa supposed to do? So, say she says yes to Tasha, and you can clearly see that their styles are different.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
just
right. Yeah, just off bat.
Just yeah. You can clearly see that. So I don't understand why Tasha doesn't see it. But okay. Right. So say she lets her do that, and now she's let her in her home.
Exactly.
And then what? She's supposed to, like, she's gonna want to change it. Yeah. So now she's inviting a whole host of problems.
And
Tasha was the one that this was their house. So right. I feel like Carissa already feels away because, you know, Tasha.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think she feels away because her house was where she came from.
She's right. And she's saying, like, my starter house is now your house.
Yeah.
So it's like,
right. Yeah. It puts it into perspective.
Yeah.
It's humbling for Carissa.
Yeah. I think Carissa was trying her hardest, and it's like, how much can she say no?
No, I agree. I totally agree with it. I just feel like, I think because people, I guess, as I've been watching Carissa, it's like, I kind of see why people, they come for you, because it's like, you just have an attitude. Like, even with Gigi, it's like, girl.
Oh, that, yeah.
It's now just
that,
like, she's just bitter. Like, she's, yeah, she's just angry all the time. Like,
I mean.
But I'll give her credit for not hitting Tasha.
Yes.
Because I was like, that was a moment that you could actually physically, and I would be like, I'm cool with that.
Right, right.
It would move. Season two, she's been doing much better. Yeah. She's been trying. And, you know, I'm like, all right, Carissa, I see you, girl.
Yeah, Jacob and Carissa have been doing a lot better. Yeah. So, I'm proud of Jacob.
I'm team Carissa. Here's the issue. Carissa's worked hard.
Yeah.
It's not like she was given a lot of stuff like the Greenleaf. So she's worked hard to get where she is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's kind of, you're used to a certain way of life. You're used to a certain, you know,
standard of living.
Yeah, right. Certain standards. So it's just, when people come for her like that, you know, she's trying to hold back, but then because she's trying to hold back, people view her bitchy.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, don't turn me back to the old me. She's like, I'm trying to do better. But
that moment, shocked she did not slap her, because I was like, I will be here if you slap her. I'm team you if you slap her.
Right.
Yeah.
And Zora need to slow down in the bathroom. I was like, you fast. You need to slow it down. That's why I was happy when Jacob.
You know, I just think that she's crushing really hard. And, you know, sometimes when you've been sheltered for so long, because you know her parents are really hard on this girl. Mm-hmm. She doesn't do anything but stay in the Greenleaf vicinity in the church,
right?
And you know,
they snort really.
She does snort. Adderall. We met her. Yeah,
right.
This is true. The baby snorts Adderall, but I think she's crushing so hard that she doesn't even realize. Same thing with Sophia. Like, I don't think she really meant to hurt her feelings like that, or even realize when she was texting Isaiah, like, "Oops, my cousin actually had a crush."
But I think she gets caught up, and that kind of caught upness also means unprotected sex, also means a baby. So anyway, we'll see what happens.
I think she thinks she's grown.
Isaiah just keeps singing, and I'm like, Lord.
And then he grabs her, like, "Let's go."
I don't like how he gyrates his hips. That's
Or did y'all notice the wink he kind of gave his boys?
Yeah,
like,
He's preparing to be.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. Like, he gave them the hand app, and I'm like, okay, I don't think Zora is. Like, I feel like Sophia would know better in this situation, because I feel like Sophia and her mom have had that relationship where she's been in the world and her parents have talked to her, where Zora, I feel like, is not ready for this situation and wouldn't know what to do.
Here's the situation. So I think that with Zora, it's a whole new this is probably the first time a guy's kind of felt this way, like, acted this way to her. So she's all like, you know, because we, as women, we grew up with Disney movies.
Yes.
So we see all this stuff, and it's just kind of like, oh my gosh, now finally my prince is here, and you're thinking, you're already planning your wedding, and you're only 15 or 14, so you're already doing all that stuff. So, I mean, there's the issue. One or two things. Of course, I'm not a parent, so you can, you know, come for me on I think one thing is, you can either talk to them and let them know how everything is, and it just really depended on your child. Yeah. Or two, in my case, I was just so afraid of my mom that there was just that conversation I didn't want to have. I didn't want to, like, have that disappointment. I didn't want, you know, there's all these little, all these ramifications where my life is just simpler.
Yeah.
And my mom is happy.
But see that Zora, I think she thinks she's grown.
She does.
Sophia knows she's not. So she goes to her mom with stuff like, I don't know if I can handle this.
Yeah.
But Zora just thinks she can already.
Exactly.
And that's the problem.
I was like, because Zora's nails. I'm sorry.
But she hasn't been given, so also to her parents, they do kind of let them run rampant a little bit. Yeah. Like, they don't really have a close eye on them at all. So it makes sense why Zora is the way that she is. But to me, she is a little fast. She does need to slow down. She is fast. Not a little, a lot. Because you've been in hours in the bathroom. That makes no sense. Like,
she's
ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I mean, but okay, that's fine.
I think, you know, you're right. Like, I think Sophia and her mom, so their relationship reminds me of me and my mom's relationship. Yeah. I'm the only child, and me, my mom, and my great grandmother.
That explains a lot.
Girl, don't come from only child syndrome. I'm a great only child. I'm just saying. My parents, we had an open relationship where they would talk to me about everything. Kind of like Sophia and Gigi. And I feel like, you know, Zora doesn't have that from her parents.
Right.
They'll discipline her and tell her what she can't not do, which they obviously did. Yeah. But She's snowed in Adderall.
She's been on her own for a minute.
She thinks she's grown.
Well, I mean, my parents didn't talk to me about that at all. They didn't talk to me about sex my entire life. So, I mean, and I never thought it was okay to snort Adderall or Ritalin or be
This is a different era, too.
It is a different era, but at the same time, a child, she's at a certain point of age where she knows what's right and wrong. Yeah. And on top of that, you're in the church. You know that your parents have a certain image that they need to uphold, you're gonna ruin it, essentially, if someone catches you, which is what happened.
It's a parenting issue. It is. At this point, it's like too late. Like all that work should have been done, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. And so she's just never had that oversight and close. So she's just like I can do what I want.
She's a teenager,
and at that stage, you do think you know it all, especially for a girl. Like it's just this like, oh whatever. You don't even know what you're talking
about.
You don't know
what I'm good in school. Yeah. And all the little aspects. Yeah. So Hampton Blue on the live chat, he says
Hampton,
that.
What's up? He's always supporting.
Shout out to Hampton. Hey Hampton Blue. Hey.
And then thank you again, Chef, for being on the show. He says that Tasha reminds him of Tamar Braxton.
I can see that because Tamar's good with the shade.
And then they're predicting that Zora will get pregnant.
I don't think so.
I see that.
I see it.
Not on purpose, but I just see a young girl who has never been in this situation. This is her first big crush. And sometimes when you're a young lady, you have these guys who are winking and they can say some things to you because her parents have never had these conversations with her.
Right.
I can see her probably having unprotected sex and by accident getting pregnant.
She doesn't have a healthy fear of her parents.
Like Sophia, her mom, you can tell that like mom's not playing.
Because they had that scene when she was on the bed.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But Zora kind of does her own thing.
She's listening, but she's not really listening.
You know?
She talks back.
She's okay.
Hampton, I agree with you. Hampton Blue.
Yeah.
Oh, Hampton's a girl.
Oh, hi, Hampton. Sorry.
I don't think I've ever known that.
Well, now we know. We got you from now on. So, I've seen her in the chats for quite a bit, so thank you very much. Yeah. Now, Gigi and her new beau.
Ooh, it's hideous. Yeah.
He's on to something, and I didn't think it at first. I thought, you know, I want her to still have fun, but I do feel like he's just waiting for his moment to catch her in a very vulnerable spot.
Which is so sad. Yeah. I don't want to hate him.
Me neither. Because at first I thought that, but then on this episode, I'm like, I think that's what he thought going in, but I think as time goes on, I feel like he's gonna start really liking her.
I think they're gonna feel the shadiness of this guy. It's something weird.
Yeah.
So do you feel like that and I feel like that because we both like Rick?
I think so.
I think somebody else would be different. Yeah. So we're both biased.
We just think he's fine. And we just want him to be perfect for Gigi.
I'm like, he's cute, but you're shady.
You see something shady about him.
I feel like he's moving very fast with her. It's very fast.
I mean, they grown though.
But that'll mean you move fast. You can probably move fast in your 40s.
Yeah.
So why though?
Because you got to think about it. It's time. Like it's different from when you're 20s
is there a
and
ring
you're 30s
or not.
When you
know,
yeah, when you're in your 40s and 50s dating, you're like, baby, we ain't got time to date and go.
Yeah, like
40s and 50s.
Well, somebody who's 40 and 50 in the comments, please, do you rush your relationships? Like,
not rush.
I mean, because even regardless, if I was 40 and 50. And I don't know how I will be because my mind will be different at that age. But I don't want to rush something.
You say that now.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. But at the same time, even as an early 20-year-old, I'm just like, okay, I want to take my time. And if I don't get married, that's not something that I'm going to be like, oh my God, I failed.
No, I think maybe it's not necessarily rushing, but knowing exactly what you want.
Which means you move quicker because it's like, I know this for me.
I'm good.
Yeah. Well, see, but that's my thing. How do you know? If you haven't met, you don't know. You barely know him.
Because you're in your
40s.
You know.
And you're spending time with each other and you're kicking it. They're just having
And you get better at reading people. And
And she's divorced. He's probably divorced. She got a kid. They're in their 40s.
Yeah, like
I think she knows what she wants and he knows what he wants. And
just seems like sex to me. It doesn't seem like anything.
That might
be a part of it too. But that's fine. Yeah. That's valid. Like if you just want sex, okay, then move forward with that. But if you're looking for a relationship, I guess in my mind, I wouldn't think like, oh, let's just,
but
you know.
But sometimes some people don't know until you're like, you may go into this like, okay, I think I want a relationship. And then when you actually get to know the person, you're like, you know what? I think our chemistry is better as just sex.
And
vice versa.
And actually, they're not moving that fast.
They've been
dating and stuff like that. And that's cute. Yeah. But I guess I'm just like...
They're actually moving slow.
Yeah, they haven't even kissed.
Just me.
I'm just like, hey.
Lord, pay for Kiki Boom Boom.
I'm just saying. They went on their second date and she kissed him on the cheek right here.
I mean, I don't know. I just
Gigi. She was good.
No, I said in the last episode, I'm like, oh, I think she's having fun. Everybody was like... well, I don't know. It's just something weird. And I'm, and I mean, I think, hopefully, I pray that he's not something that's going to be negative in her life. But at the same time, I feel like he's a journalist, and him being a journalist is important.
Yeah.
Like that, we wouldn't have him in that career field if it didn't matter in some type of way.
And he's going to let her guard down.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And that's what he's doing. And men are very good with that when it comes to women. They are. When it comes to women, they know definitely social cues.
Shocker,
from women.
Is this true?
Well, yeah. I think women are just as good at it back. No.
But I'm just saying, like, men, women are more emotional than I would say men are. So in that sense, men know what to do to trigger certain emotions from women. I'm not saying that women are all vulnerable or that we're weak or that we can't catch on to those cues. But at the same time, when you're dating Zora, maybe, Zora's falling into it.
But Zora's 12.
Zora's 12.
She's a child.
But you got Noah. It's a whole bunch of stuff that's going on where it's a lot of love triangles, and women are falling for different things that they don't have
to. And maybe early on, typically.
I like them together.
They're cute.
I mean, they're cute together on screen. But I do like she slowed it down. I like that. She was a good girl. She's still got Noah on the back burner.
I think with her situation, that's, you know, perfect amount. Like, she made the decision instead of kissing on. Because you kind of know after, you know, you get to, I guess, that age. Well, I think even whatever age, you know, whether as a female, you know within the first 2 minutes if he's going to get it. So she probably already knows, and she probably has, like, a game plan laid out. It's not like an okie doke. Now, hopefully he is not, like, you know, using her for the news. But it might be. But, you know, I think, again, we're biased because of the way he looks.
Yes, he's beautiful.
I'd probably be biased too, especially that move when he put his hands on her thighs
and the batting cage.
The lines,
smooth. That's what a smooth brother does.
But that's what I'm saying. They know exactly what to say to open you up, and that's what she's been doing. She's been opening up about a lot of personal stuff.
Gigi came down here. She came down here. She was on a mission. I think in Gigi's mind, she didn't think she would stay here or be committed. She could just be looking to have a good time with this guy as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. But you know? For me personally, if I've met someone within a couple of weeks, because that's really what's been happening, I'm not going to share as many vulnerable or personal things about me. Yeah. She's just been sharing a lot of things where it's like, he's a journalist. Yeah. You just met him.
And that kiss means she wants a future with him.
Maybe.
That kiss to me means she's like, let's go on that road.
Right. Yeah. I think about it like, well, who does Gigi talk to? She can't talk to anybody in the church. Right. She can't talk to anybody at home. She doesn't have any friends. This is like her first real friend. She tried to open up with Carissa. Carissa threw her shade. Mm-hmm. Her sister feels so lonely, so her sister don't want to talk to her. So I feel like Darius, Rick Fox's character, is like a friend at the same time to become a lover.
No,
Why I think she's so open with him.
No, I agree, but I think it's going to come back.
I think it is.
Exactly.
But I think sometimes you meet people and you connect. Like, I mean, again, you through other relationships, whether it be, you know, a sexual relationship or not, you know what works for you or what doesn't work for you. Like, I know that I'm a very atypical person, so don't be coming late, else our friendship's not going to go anywhere.
Late to anything.
Oh, like, you have like 10 minutes.
This is LA. You can go.
There's a 10-minute time frame.
Welcome to LA.
Why I roll on my own. Like, oh, you're going to go to the concert? I'll meet you there.
Yeah. We won't drive together.
Exactly.
I mean, being punctual is very great.
Well, some people aren't, and you kind of know what works for you.
Yeah.
That stuff doesn't work for me, so I think...
You're like, I'm gonna love you from afar.
Exactly. It's like, and you know, if you connect with somebody on that level where you have so much in common, then it's easier to, you know, divulge your information.
Yeah. All I'm saying is people change. You can know someone for 40 years, clearly Charity, and you can know someone forever, then someone changes. And so, in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, Gigi, you already know that you have a shiesty family. You have a shiesty family. Yeah. The community's a little off. Maybe if he's coming to you specifically, because he knows, obviously, he's a journalist, and if he's a good journalist, he knows everything that's going on in the church, and he knows you. Mm-hmm. So in my mind, if I was Gigi, I'd be like, okay, you're cute. I'll go on a few dates, but I'm not going to... You can get a little bit of me, but not all of me.
Right.
So in my sense, I feel like she's treading water, but I do also think that she kind of has something up her sleeve herself. I think that he's probably going to reel her in, and he's going to get some information from her, but it's actually going to be a white lie, or it's not going to be the total truth.
Or she'll probably use him to try to take Mac down.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
She can have a plan herself. Gigi's smart.
Yeah,
Gigi is smart.
That's true.
It's a lot. This episode.
I love my family, but I'm so glad we're not that close. Kevin.
Ooh, oh man, Kevin.
Oh no, Ethlene and her meal.
at the booyah?
First of all, it looked like it was good. I thought it was going to be good.
I know. What? In my mind, it didn't look like slop.
It looked like chicken stew.
That's what stew looks like.
And I was like, it's a grandma, so.
Yeah.
But you got to, you know, the green leaves are very fancy.
Yeah.
It did not look good.
It looked like a stew. That's what stew looks like.
Yeah.
That's what
In fact, I thought it did look good. I was like,
that looks good. I feel like that family never has a complete
meal. They're never happy.
They never have a complete meal, though. Someone gets up, everyone's done.
Like, I'm done.
No, but see, and I love those family settings where everything just starts to air out. It was very, like, Color Purple. When Celie had her moment. Sorry, Oprah. But no, when Celie had her moment.
And the knife.
Yes. Yeah. And I feel like that is, because, you know, conversations happen at family, family sit down. So I feel like that was so, like, I feel like Oprah, maybe you wrote it in and you were like, you know, hey, let me just have this moment to air everything out, because every single time, even in like the first episode or second episode,
we always say that dinner table is another cast member.
Because everybody start getting up and saying like, well, I'm just tired of this, and everybody's just sick.
They never have a complete meal ever. But God bless Kevin's mom. She's so cute, because she felt left out.
She
had no idea what was going on, and she felt like her son was ashamed of her. She just wanted to know. And I love the moment where, because I feel like all parents know their kids.
It
doesn't matter if you're sick, what your sexuality is, anything, but and you know,
I need more backstory, because I'm like, something. Because she didn't just like, she knew exactly.
She knew.
Wasn't like, are you like,
she knew. So that makes me think that in his childhood, something happened when he was young, and she already knew this,
right?
Because he didn't even have to open his mouth. She was like, that problem we've had before.
Like that. And I just, this whole drug thing that bothered me so much, when the guy or the speaker had called it a sickness, I was very disturbed by that, because I was like, we are so far past that mind frame.
That's what Mike Pence thinks, and he's our vice president.
But who's in his administration?
But let me play devil's advocate. If it works for some people and it works and they're happy, is it a bad thing?
Right.
It just reminded me of electroshock therapy in a bottle.
But remember, this is voluntary.
I know this is voluntary.
That's the big difference.
It is very voluntary.
Yeah.
I just feel bad for the people, because you know they feel like they have to take this step, and they feel like they have to do this because they feel like they're going to be shunned from either the church, their family, or anything, so they volunteer
But Kevin's just doing it to save his, like, he's in love with charity.
Just thought it was rudimentary to call it a sickness. That was the only thing that bothered me, where it was like, okay, scientists literally had in a book that this was a sickness, this was a disorder, and we're past that mind frame. So for me, taking a pill,
not all of us are past that. We're living in LA.
Not on a general scale. I'm just saying, factually, we are past the mind frame. It's just like retarded. We don't use that term anymore. Right. We're past that era. Yeah. Negro color. Yeah. We're past that point. Yeah.
We're in LA. Again.
No, I want to say the Trump administration just signed something where the LGBTQ cannot be a part of the 2020 census. So I get what you're saying. But the world is, unfortunately, it's crazy.
I think that's what they wanted to show is that, and I've been to churches out here that have groups just like that.
Right.
That I didn't know until like a year, and I was like, they have this support group?
Right.
So even in LA, it exists. And so I think they wanted to show that these are things that are common that you might not even know about.
Right.
And it's real. And that's what I love about this show, because it's so real. Because for, like you said, someone like me, I remember I watched a documentary about Black people who live down south, who were in the church, and they were fighting the same thing.
Yeah.
And a documentary followed them because they were gay, and they did the whole therapy. It was sad, because I'm like, wait, this exists?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm coming from a big city, New York City, where to me it's a big welcoming city. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's why I love this show, because it opened my eyes, like, wow, this is actually happening.
In the most liberal churches I've been into, but at the same time, it's voluntary, so it's not like, so people are going there and they're marrying women afterwards, and they're having, and they seem to be happy with children.
I just think it's weird too, because I mean, a lot of women, like in prisons and different psychotherapy sessions, a lot of them will prescribe them medicine for depression, and it's like, that's not always what the case is or how something can be fixed.
Right.
So I feel like a lot of medications suppress you, or they start to actually depress you, and you start to have no feeling at all. Like, I know, for instance, like with people who are schizophrenic, they prescribe them certain medications that make them so depressed and so down that they feel nothing at all.
Yeah, but this wasn't this is something just to make him throw up if he gets he has a sexual thought.
I'm just saying, like, they're using it as a
solution. Like, oh god.
But at the end of the day, it's like you were saying, it's choice. You know, it's just like, for instance, you know, take Oprah.
Right.
She brought out that big thing of fat in what was that, in the 90s or something. She, you know, she was really big on like losing weight and looking a certain size that society wanted her to be. And then eventually she's like, no, this is who I am. This is who. So she made that choice. She could have, you know, still kind of grinded on the treadmill and, you know, killed herself if she wanted to be like that way. And I think everybody, the difference, the luxury that we have today is that people can choose to make those choices. Right. Yeah. So this is the whole thing with charity. It's just kind of like she's not understanding it, but what she has to realize is that it's a choice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And even though he might deal with those feelings, you know, for the rest of his life, he's still choosing to love her, yeah. Right. Which is totally different from somebody who's just going to walk away, even if they were straight.
But she yeah. might feel you know? Like... she might feel like, yes, you're doing this, but those feelings may never change. Yeah. You're going to always be a gay man.
If you have to take a medicine for
Ipecac. I think he's got the Ipecac. I think that'll... Yeah, but next week, the bottle will be finished. He'll be like, I'm good.
Right. He'll be like, damn, I need that bottle.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you need a medication to fix what is normally happening for you. So yeah. I guess in that sense, like... Yeah. It's but like she's not.
I think
no. It's a temporary medication. It's temporary. The whole medication. Point is like if he does it for 2 months, he'll stop having.
It's like 21 days.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But that's supposed to be a solution. So
I don't believe in that.
Yeah, I'm like no,
yeah, but it doesn't matter about you. Yeah.
You're right. It doesn't. Yeah. And
if you shock a dog that's trying to get like a treat after the 30th shock, the dog's like, I don't want the treat.
And then 2 months later, they're gonna see that treat and be like, you know what?
It'll remember.
It's the same with kids. But they're suppressing it. They still want the treat. They just don't want to get shocked.
But they'll never even think about the treat anymore. It's not suppression. It's just gone.
I see what you're saying.
I understand what you're saying, but I don't think it changes how much they want that. Like, okay, for instance. You can keep shocking that dog, but no matter what, he's still gonna want it. He just doesn't want to get hurt
I think at a certain point he's like, forget the treat.
Kevin may not cheat on his wife, but say they break up, he may be like, you know what? Let me live my truth.
Right.
Like he may help him stay committed to his wife.
He may just be like, it worked.
But I think for charity, I think she feels like at the end of the day, can I trust my husband? Because we walk down the street, is he going to look at another woman? Is he going to look at another man?
And I think that's a tough part.
And I think that's why she's not open.
It's always going
to
be a problem.
Yeah,
forever.
But that's the thing: if somebody cheats on you and they're straight, right? So say she's like, I'm done, and then he really in his heart of hearts doesn't want to be gay.
Yeah.
And he goes and marries another woman. She's still going to be mad at him.
But he's still going to be creeping with another man on the side.
You don't know that.
Yeah. If someone can cheat in a relationship and then not cheat again.
Listen.
But can we,
Kevin.
Can we?
I love me.
I was trying.
But can you compare a sexual behavior to a sexual preference?
Yeah,
like, okay, like if you're cheating, would you can compare that to being attracted to the same sex?
Yeah, because if you're with a woman and you see another hot woman,
mm-hmm.
you still want her, but you've decided to shut it down.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So Kevin's just doing the same thing.
Temporarily.
No, hopefully if you're married, for good.
If you're married, for good. But hopefully, that's what I'm saying, for good.
So
but say him
doing,
and...
He's doing the exact same thing. He sees another guy, he's shutting it down.
Mm. And that's, again, for him.
For him.
Yeah, for
not
him.
Everybody has their different ways.
So either way, I think every male and every female sees someone of whatever sex they're attracted to, and they shut it down when they're in a committed relationship.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I got that, because you're in a committed relationship. So I just think that that's just something, you're going to always have those feelings.
Yeah, because like, you're just going to stop being attracted to men? Or you just shut down the fact that you don't want to mess with a man?
Yeah, like, you're not going to... When you get married, you won't stop being attracted to other men.
Right, but I'm not shedding it. I'm also still going to be attracted to men, though. So, for instance, I'm going to be married to my husband, so I'll love and want to be with my husband, but I'm not going to be sexually attracted, or I'm not
you
going to.
Be, but you'll just shut it down.
But I think with Kevin, it's like, I don't like men at all, but you do.
Right,
you just won't go have sex with one because we're married.
Right.
No, I think he's going to... I can't really speak to the mindset, but I think he's shutting down. I think the Ipecac will help.
I love Kevin. I just hate that damn medicine bottle. I thought he was going to throw it in the water.
I thought he was going to chug it.
I thought he was going to jump in the water, honestly.
I get the point of, you know, he loves charity. So that's his focal point. And I understand that. But you still are attracted to men. So regardless of you being married or not, you can't stop who you're attracted to. Like, that's...
Maybe. But I think either way, he's going to end up being committed to charity.
Right. At least he's trying.
And the way
I
shot it, I like the way they shot it, because it was like the inset of that wedding ring, and then he was just like,
So
it was like... Yeah, I think he's really trying to build up that relationship.
I'll give it to him. It's hard, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And at least he's trying, because he does love charity. But I think for charity, she's not going to let that wall down.
No, she doesn't believe
it. I think she's already let it down.
I don't know.
Not the next episode.
I don't think... Yeah, I think she's gonna struggle.
Yeah.
In the last episode for next week, they did show that they were in the bed together. And she's like, oh, you want me?
You want this?
Yeah.
Right.
That's not going to be successful.
And I think if they're... I think if they're able to go through with it, I think she'll be. I think once they get over that hump, right. No literally, pun intended. Yeah.
I think
I know what. Get out. That hump.
Her name is Kiki Boo Boo. So
that was cute.
I think if I were in that situation, that if he were to treat me like a queen, then that would make the difference. Opposed to, you know, because prior to her finding out, he was always on his phone and this and that, and he's not giving her the attention that she needs and deserves. So I think if he were to go that direction, and obviously it's going to take time because Charity's kind of stubborn, then that might be the changing factor. But if she decides to lock him out completely, then they both didn't try.
And if he performs, I think
that's what I'm waiting for.
But see, that
because if he doesn't perform, then it's like.
But it must have been he must have been performing this entire time, though. You know what I mean?
True. So
that's what I'm saying.
So I think if he continues to perform,
there's different type of performances. I think he performs like he actually means to perform properly and well. Then it's different than, you know, because you can tell when somebody's just phoning it in versus.
Well, I feel like that's what it's going to be is that he's not either he's not going to be able to become erect or he just.
Oh, Jesus.
We have sex in here. We got child molestation.
Ooh, Jesus.
To me, that was the scientific term, so I'm like, let me say. Shock us at.
That we were dancing around. I thought we were dancing around it.
Thinking that that's probably he's not going to be sexually aroused by his wife.
Let's take hands. Heavenly Father.
Hail Mary.
I'm so cold. But no,
I'm with you,
everybody,
girl.
Excuse me, my vulgar language. He is not going to be stimulated in any form, any way.
But haven't he been in the past?
Exactly.
But I feel like he's being more honest with
his
feelings.
He probably had to go to a website to get it going. He's looking at me. Before he had sex with Charity. That's why he's always on his phone.
That might be possible, but that could be on the flip side, too, where a guy might, because I don't know if you watched this movie, I think Spike Lee did it, Son of Sam. The guy was with his wife, and he put his wife in such a pedestal that he really couldn't do the nasty things with her like he could do with other folks.
Right.
So when he was about to do it with his wife, he would use things to stimulate him. Right. So, I mean, that doesn't... Again, I think we're putting way too much on it. I think he truly loves Charity, and he truly wants to almost, like, make love to her. And this is her... This is his... He might like men, but this is not where he wants to go. So, I mean, I think it's... He's kind of making the effort, and that's his choice. And then Charity at least owes it to him to at least try.
Yeah,
and if it doesn't work out.
And I think we'll know next episode. At least we'll at least have some clarity with Charity.
Good luck, Charity.
Clarity with Charity. I think she's over it. I think she's totally over it.
I think she had that, you know, like I said before, we had all that, you know, Disney ruined us. She had that Disney thing, you know, she was in a very prominent family, so she expected her life to be, perfect.
Perfect.
And then, you know, when it doesn't go that way, especially when you're privileged, it's sometimes a little bit harder to deal with, like, okay, I can understand, you know, not getting the Bentley and getting the Lexus, but, like, my husband likes men, like... You know what I'm saying? It's like she might have been able to swing, okay, maybe an affair or she might have been able to swing that, but this is like you can't even come for that. You can't even put on different lingerie because
that's what I was saying in my other point. Yeah. Like if your husband's attracted to a man, in that sense you can't compete with that masculinity. Right. Like you can I want to, you know, change my hair, I want to put on buy some new clothes. Right. You can compete with another woman cuz that's another woman, but a man, I don't have the tools.
I mean, technically you could.
But if you're not attracted to
her name is TK.
Heavenly Father.
Leave your right down there. TK. Leave your comments for TK Trinidad in the comments.
Because I'm like, I mean, I guess, but it's still not a man.
But yeah, it's still that's not feasible.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know where to go with that one, but
oh, Kevin,
it's a lot with you, it's a lot.
Man. In the beginning of the show, we had, I forgot what her name is, Darlene. Danielle. She tried to commit suicide, and that's one of Mac's victims.
Yeah.
So, and essentially everybody found out what happened, and her classmates were making fun of her, which is, I mean...
So terrible.
Today's...
Who does that?
Oh my gosh.
Kids. Terrible kids.
What do you mean? We have...
people on, like,
coming out all the time about sexual abuse.
Coming out all the time, but even just people on Twitter and things telling, like, I've seen some of the comments for different shows, and it's just like people are coming, like, this is not.
It's terrible.
We're in a whole new era.
Yeah. And it makes it so hard for women who are actually being sexually abused, because there are a lot of frauds out there who say, oh, well, I just want money, so let me sue this person for, you know, for doing something that they didn't do. And it makes it harder for people like Danielle to come out and say, this happened to me, this needs to be fixed, because it's a real life problem.
Right.
So I felt really, really bad for Danielle, and the fact that, and there are so many suicide cases where kids are like, I can't take this anymore, I just need to end my life, because this is, it's not worth living for.
Right. Yeah. So. you're that despair is crazy, and it's so interesting. Like, it's like, because I grew up in the church, right? So you see all these things, and it's just kind of like, well, where are, like, I don't know. It just seems like where there's a lot of stuff going on. And it's like, well, where is the stability? Where are the people to, like, you know, build her up? Not waiting for her to fall and then come in after.
Yeah.
Like, it just seems like there's a lot of things are getting missed. And I don't know if it's because of all the family drama that the church is kind of losing its stability.
Yeah.
And that's why Basie Stanks is getting, like, almost like, you know, there's so much dysfunction in the family that they can't even pastor a church properly. So now the people are like, well, I need a proper shepherd who actually, like, talks to Jesus and not lets his brother-in-law.
A false prophet.
Right. So now they're going over there, but Basie Stanks is not even.
Stanks.
You know, he's not even, like, about that. Like, you know, his reasoning behind what he's trying to do is for revenge as well.
Yeah.
So it's just a very
using the church to do your dirty work.
Yeah. It's. I mean, this is what makes the series so great, because it's humans.
Yeah.
You know,
I love it.
It's just it's an amazing thing. But it's just, on the flip side, it's just like, I want just a little bit of, you know.
Even from Danielle's mother, because at the beginning, when this situation first happened, her mother was all on Mac's side because he was offering them the scholarship and the money.
Right.
So I was happy to see her mom there, but I'm like, it's just a little bit too late for me.
Right.
Because your daughter's so young, and she needed that support when she was pregnant.
But she's still alive. So
she's still alive. You know, God bless. She's still alive. And I'm happy that her mom was there at the hospital.
Finally.
Because I'm like, your daughter needed that when this first happened, and she was pregnant. And, and now these kids are bothering her and threatening her. So I was happy to see her mom there, and happy that they called Gigi, because you know, Gigi is
and I'm happy Carissa came in and was like, look, I'm gonna get her out the school
and put her in a new school.
I felt like this was the first time we've really seen Carissa and Gigi kind of like talk together,
but she's still she's so shady to her.
There was a moment where it felt like they were gonna be friends, and then
because even the first, when she came home, I remember the first season one, and I think it was the first episode, I didn't know who Carissa was at first, and then, you know, Gigi's at the table when she's throwing major shade. I'm like, geez, Louise. So even this episode, you thought they were going to be friends, and she's like, we wouldn't even be living here if you, girl.
I mean, again, I think Carissa felt like she worked hard, and she got to a certain point, she got the husband, the kids, and everything, and now Gigi just comes in because she's probably heard all the negative things about Gigi. So she didn't have the chance to interact with her before she kind of left. So Gigi comes in the situation, and she's already seen the dynamic that, okay, well, Gigi's obviously the favorite.
She's a golden child.
She's a golden child, and now everything that you kind of propped your husband to be, because she dealt with the affairs, like, you know what I'm saying? She dealt with all this stuff knowing that, okay, well, you know, this is where I want my husband, I'm sacrificing for my family, for, and obviously position, for herself, for the position. And now Gigi comes and sweeps in, and here she is now, everything that she sacrificed, now she's living in a starter home.
But I look at it like this, like, Gigi's here, she's trying to open up, like, Carissa, it's not Gigi's fault, like.
But it's sort of what I think, whenever things are taken away from you, it doesn't matter if it's that person's fault or not. You just know that you've lost something. And it doesn't feel good. I think that's where it's coming from.
It's just like, the moment somebody changes something, you walk in, you're like, wait.
And
you just need a moment to adjust.
Yeah.
I think the thing with Chris is just like, she just, it happened so fast.
It did.
Because Gigi was supposed to just be there to visit.
Right.
And then all of a sudden now she's
like
living.
She's planting roots. She's preaching now.
It's like, that's my family.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in my mind, I'm like, Carissa. But,
and I think it's also that Gigi doesn't even seem to really embrace the family, too. Yeah. So she's just like, you're not, like, coming in and, like.
Right. And hugging them. It's just like,
she came for a mission.
And you know, but I think Carissa is trying a little bit better because I feel like last season she was just not here for Gigi at all. So the fact that she did her thing to get this young lady in the school and they can have now those conversations, like she comes into her office. I'm like, wow, they're actually, even though she'll cut her a little bit with a little shade, but I think she is trying a little bit at least. Same thing with her husband. I think she's trying with her marriage and with everything else. Oh, and everything is so hard for her. So
I think that's just Jesus. I think with that situation, it's just like you realize, like, we're taught a certain amount of lessons, and some of us decide to follow more or less. And I think with her, she's like, okay, well, you know, I'm bitter and upset at this situation, but this girl was hurt by Mac. Thank goodness it wasn't my daughter. The least I can do, because it doesn't have to do with Gigi. Right. It's more about the girl. The least I can do is pull some strings.
Yeah.
You know, so, because if she didn't, then that would be horrible.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
So it didn't have to do with Gigi. That was more of, you know, for that girl. So I think she does have a heart. And I just think, you know,
she was stressed out. Carissa, all last season was stressed.
Yeah,
out.
Yeah, she was
like,
stressed.
And I feel like
she finally had this.
And everybody knew that he was cheating.
Right. And that Chris is like, well, I feel like that's what's making her nicer too, is that she doesn't have as much on her back now. Like, it's like, I can kind of, you know, relax a little bit. You know,
until Zora.
I was just about to say that Zora's now adding in
take
that.
Take a breath, Carissa. Take a breath, enjoy it now, get strong.
There's so many new things happening for her. Yeah. So.
I know. I really hope that. I hope it doesn't happen, but I know we're gonna have like a sex episode with Zora.
Oh yeah,
like either a conversation or.
But even little Sophia seems to have met a new little friend.
I know, and I'm excited.
But
about
Sophia has a healthy dose of like.
She does.
I really hope that I'm able to instill the fear that I still have of my mother, like a healthy dose of fear.
Yeah.
Like Sophia has a healthy dose of fear. Like my mom will cut me.
Yeah. Right. But you know she's a child. She just knows. She's I'm a child.
Well, also too, I think that the boy isn't gonna be one of those like grab you by the waist, let's go baby type guys. Like he seems like he's a wholesome, like, hey, you know she's a cute girl, like she seems like she's cool, let me get to know her. Like it doesn't seem like Isaiah where it's like I'm singing and all the girls love
Isaiah
me.
Isaiah knows too much.
And
just because he ain't grabbing her on the waist doesn't mean he's not.
Well, but I'm saying
he may try something. Isaiah's a little bit more fast because Isaiah's cute and he knows he's cute and he knows that the girls like him. So Isaiah's a little bit more like, hey, to all the other girls.
I'm just saying from the character development that we've seen so far of him, it seems as if he's going to be opposite of Isaiah, because you kind of need him to be opposite of Isaiah.
They both can't be. Ready to go.
What if Isaiah is the good one and this one is the bad one?
No, I've seen enough.
Shaka said, nah.
I think this situation's almost like, you know, in high school where you have like the athletes against like, you know, the nerds.
Right.
Like, you know, you have the athletes there, they have a talent, they have a skill or whatever. Everybody is protecting the athlete, almost worshiping the athlete, telling the athlete how great they are. So now they kind of get this false sense of, you know, reality. Yeah. So now Isaiah can, you know, talk to any girl he wants. And this, you know, Zora is the current girl. Because the way he kind of winked at her, this is not his first rodeo.
No, that's why I'm like, he's the cute boy who knows he's cute, because all these girls are sweating him. So I'm sure he's definitely gotten it in with a few girls.
And then
I'm sure.
I hope not, but you know.
Yeah, no, I'm sure like, good Lord.
I'm sure
Isaiah knows what's up. Yeah.
So next week, so the promos for next week seem crazy. Yeah.
Wait, can we talk real quick about Jacob this episode?
I'm proud of Jacob.
I thought this was like he's an adult finally. Like,
yeah,
this was
the first episode.
I was like, oh, you grew
up. He stood up to his mom.
I literally wrote that down. Like, Jacob is really growing. He's changing. He's trying to find out about himself a little bit more. And it shows that you don't ever have to have that, like, He can grow up at any point, or you can have that enlightenment at any point of your life where it's like, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore. Or you kind of have to get kicked out, which in his case is what happened, and you have to find your own. And I feel like he's like, look, if I can, even though this is a negative situation, I'm going to make lemonade.
Because he could have gone back home and said, you know what, he's using me. Yes. I'm going right back home to the mansion.
Yeah, but you know what, I think Jacob,
I like the Beyonce reference.
I think Jacob, even now that he knows, he's going to work his way in and take him down himself.
I think
Jacob is smart. And I think he just doesn't want daddy and mommy's help. Yeah. And now that he knows, I think he's gonna.
And even the way he spoke to Basie when he was like, "Yeah, oh, you speak to Claire," and he was like, "We're gonna do this the way you'll get the money."
I think Jacob's gonna make his way in and take him down himself to make his father. I think proud of him, because I think that's all he wants.
He
is
still
his
wants
love.
That approval.
Right.
Wants
it's just approval. So much using the church. That's what I was like. Good Lord,
hey, I kind of had a feeling that, like, I was hoping, which, you know, he said he was 40 years old and he's kind of lived off of this, and it's just kind of like, okay, this, your mom told you this is what happened, and you. now you're coming to the realization that you felt like you haven't accomplished much in your life. Therefore, like, it felt like, okay, you should have used that to regroup. Like, even if you had to, like, you know, eat salt and go home, at least, you know, you can explain to your family that this is a situation, this is what I want to do with my life, and this is the direction I'm going. Opposed to, you know, here's the situations I'm in, you know, Basie's using you. You know what I'm saying? So I can definitely see both ways.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Either way, he's eating dirt.
And yeah. He's eating dirt from a position of power now.
Oh, yeah.
But now you can, and then he doesn't have to attribute anything he does to his parents.
Yeah.
Right.
So, like, if he makes it with Basie or whatever it is, it's not going to be because his father's Bishop Greenleaf.
Right.
He'll be able to take him down himself.
Yeah.
Can I just say that I love the bishop and I just love his velour suit that he wears every episode.
Bishop needs to be so tired with Lady May, though. I'd be having to pray for Bishop. Because when she was like, that's all you said?
Yeah, really.
I'm going to come to the next show and it's going to be an hour long. I was like, girl, calm down. You're going to have a heart attack.
Yeah. Lady May.
She is something.
Her lines are... Oh,
they are. Perfect. And I'm just like, girl, it's...
He knows he's been with her. Like, all the time. You see a very strong woman, and then you look at the guy, you're like, oh, poor thing. And, like, he knows what
he
to
knows.
Do.
Yeah. He lets his wife, I think he likes that. He lets his wife take lead because she's good at that.
Yeah.
And Bishop's like, and she's going to do
she's know
do.
When to kind of step back.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
With that whole, the firing last week, she was like, if it was Bishop, I'll take my little,
exactly.
Wait, but you? No.
She's so abrasive.
She picks her moment.
But he knew what he was marrying. So.
Yeah, he did.
So, about predictions.
That music.
Yeah.
Can we put on the Beyonce again?
Yeah. Right, with the name.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to think about this one.
Yeah, I think that Sophia and Nubu are going to be cute together. I do think that Gigi is going to catch up... what's his name?
Darius.
I think that Darius is a little shady. He's a little scheme. And I feel like Gigi's going to be like... She's ahead of the game and she already knows it. And I feel like she is going to use him to take Triumph down.
Or you mean Mac?
No. Oh, well, I mean, possibly. Oh,
okay, gotcha.
So I feel like she's going to use him to her benefit.
I don't think Triumph's even on her... No, it's not Triumph. That's their church.
I'm sorry, not Triumph.
Calvary.
Sorry about that,
Calvary's
everybody.
Even on her radar.
I think so. Just a little bit. I mean, and if not, maybe she can help Jacob do it, too. Or it can be intertwined in a lot of different directions.
Mm-hmm. I'll say... My predictions. I think the complete opposite. Like, I think Sophia, and even though she's a good kid, but I think she's going to try to keep up with her cousin or try to compete in some type of way with this new boy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she might actually take it there. That's what I think. I think she might try to compete with Zora. I think Zora might get close to sleeping with Isaiah. I feel like they may or may not have sex. But I think Sophia might cross that line, just competing. I also think that Gigi and Darius's character, I think at first he was going into this being shady, but I think the more they get to know each other, I think he might ease up or he might tell her the truth. Like, this is actually the real reason why I was actually getting to know you. But I think they might connect a little bit more. And I think Jacob's going to take Basie down himself. Like, I think now that he has that information, I think he wants his parents to think something else, but I think he wants to do everything on his own.
I just like saw a flashback of the Beyonce Crazy in Love where she throws the match up as Jacob. He like burns the church.
Yes, and then he walks out. And I think, Gigi's mission is to take Mac down, and another one of his victims seen him walking. And now they're hanging up the flyers around town. So I think that's her goal, is to take her uncle down. And I think that she's going to do it.
And I don't think Kevin is going to be aroused.
Oh.
Kevin.
Well, yeah, I think Kevin is going to be around. I think he's going to lay it down. I think Cherry.
I'm
going to lay it down.
I
meant lay down the Bible and pray. I think Zora is definitely going to get pregnant or maybe like an STD.
Ooh.
But
ooh,
it's going to be
one
of those two.
That's a good one.
For sure. I think Tasha is gonna. We're gonna really, really see Tasha Skanks show up. I think now she's like, because I think this was the first episode she really is against Carissa. Like, she really feels like put out by Carissa. So I think you're gonna see a lot of development there. But yeah, I think
it's a really good episode.
It was a good episode. It was a good episode.
Hampton Blue. She predicts that Jabari will be on the DL, and he'll want Kevin.
The scarf.
I see that later, like maybe later in the season. But I can see like Jabari coming back as a temptation for Kevin.
I think Kevin's gonna cheat.
No,
he doesn't. I do.
I think they're setting up. Like, I mean, it seems like they're setting it so much up for him not to.
Right.
Now, maybe you almost feel that genuineness coming across the screen. Yeah. Like, shout out to Ty White for playing that role and like killing it.
Because
like you feel it, like
he does a great job as Kevin. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It just might be to the point where, like you guys were saying before, that like Charity just he truly just loves her so much and she's not giving him that love back where he's like, I might as well just try.
Yeah.
So I mean that could be a possibility too. Yeah. I don't know. There's so much.
He's got Ipecac. He's been good.
Yeah. I mean,
take a sip.
It opens up the conversation of whether or not that you can, you know, change yourself in that way. Because I mean, that's interesting to me, seeing him go through this transition or trying to, I guess, relieve this feeling.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's definitely interesting, and I can't wrap my mind around it completely yet. So I'm just, you know,
I don't know. It'd be interesting to see who they base this off of.
Yes. Like,
if he does decide to, and their relationship sustains and their marriage stays intact, I'd love to find out if there was like a couple in mind.
I've met tons of couples like that.
Really?
That's how I knew they had that program in the church. Cause I was like, this doesn't make sense. And then I found out they've gone through that program.
That's awesome. Not awesome, but
it is awesome for them.
It's awesome for them.
And they like it.
That's what they want to do.
Yeah.
So I mean, I guess I think the biggest issue for a lot of stuff that's happening, just even within the scope of our government and everything, that is that people are telling other people what to do, opposed to those people making decisions.
Choices, yeah.
So it's just kind of like, you know, if Charity can respect Kevin for his choices, then you know we're good to go. I like seeing Rick. Either way, whether he's bad or good, so we'll see how that all goes. I don't think Sophia is going to do anything crazy as far as you know, competing with her cousin. I think she's, because even when she met Zora for the first time and she saw this stuff, she was kind of really, she's still kind of hesitant.
Yeah.
She's still like, it's almost like
she's Gigi smart.
Yeah. So you kind of acknowledge like, oh, okay, this is not what I'm supposed to, but I'll just go along.
Yeah.
Three against one. We going to see.
Yeah.
We going to see.
She did the marijuana.
Not my Sophia. Not my Sophia.
I don't know. That's a healthy dose of my mom is going to still whip my ass at 17. Yeah. So I don't know. It doesn't seem like she's going to, you know, think. Zora, on the other hand, she's getting too grown. Yeah, she's getting too grown.
Yeah.
She's getting too grown.
And
that's the problem too with almost that concept where you treat your kids like they're adults.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you give them a little bit too much, and then there's the adult concepts. Because even like even the little things, like the little songs that I listened to as a kid, I'm listening to them now, I'm like, oh, my mom let me listen to this.
Yes,
how could you, mother? Right. You know, so it's just like I didn't understand, or even the movies. Some of the movies that I look back at, I'm like, I watched all this and didn't even grasp the concept.
Right.
And I think with Zara, she thinks that she's grasping all the concepts, and so that's going to get her into trouble. So we'll see how all that goes. Again, Shaka, thank you for...
You are so petty,
man.
I'm not petty, man. No, I live for it. I'm here.
I appreciate you gracing us with
this. I enjoy being appreciated.
We thought we were going to see you on the screen. You know, I didn't even call it.
Kiki Boom Boom
called it.
I did.
So, you know, we will see you on the screen.
We will. I, you know, I was like, I want to see Shaka, but I was like, is Shaka going to be alive tonight with Stacey? Yes. After Buzz alone, Black Hollywood Live alone.
So it's going to be that one day where we actually expect him to come in.
No email, no text, nothing. Just, hey, everybody, it's on tonight. Right.
We love it. Right. As long as you give us a little shout out, that would be greatly appreciated.
We love Shaka. Shout out to Shaka because it's just him with the three girls. So we love him.
Thank you. I love you guys.
He's like, dear Jesus, thank you for...
They're crazy.
Yeah, thank you for giving me the strength to deal with these women.
We do go to church every Wednesday here. So,
Yes, this is true. Right.
God is good.
Yes, all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
I'm not going to participate. So. I know, God, you are amazing. You are everything that you need to be.
She's the Zora of the group. But
Rebel. I'm like, I don't know. Right. We can't... No.
Zora's going to be the one. She's going to surprise y'all. Watch.
Oh, she surprises us.
That's going to be my prediction. Zora's going to surprise everybody.
So let's take us out of here. Where can people find you, Miss?
Guys, I am Nakia Monet. You can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
And my name is Raquel Harris. You can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV.
My name is Shaka Smith. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong and at church.
Hey.
Okay.
What church?
You every can find Sunday. Me at church.
Mosaic.
Okay.
Faithful Central.
Wait, are you single?
Yeah.
Oh. Hey.
Ladies. Hampton. Hampton Blue.
Are you single?
All right.
I can't.
I mean,
You know what? Find me in the church Sunday.
Okay. Godly woman.
Okay.
Okay, y'all.
I'm like, wow.
I try to help people out on every show that I go on. Now, my name is TK Trinidad. I really appreciate you guys for hanging with us. Keep those comments coming. We really appreciate it. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. And shout out to Hampton Blue. Thank you for rocking with us in that live chat. I know it's kind of late for some of y'all, but, you know, keep rocking with us. Appreciate it. We will see you next week.
Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.